Good afternoon, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Hi, Kiri. Judith Day. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you, Judith. And yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm actually after a bit of information. Are you very busy or?
We're just doing a surgery at the moment. What were you wanting to know?
We've got a little possum that's sitting up the top. We don't know if it does come in and out. On Main Road, we saw a dead bigger one, so we're thinking that this might be, you know, the bud from it.
Mm-hmm.
And we just wondered what we needed to do.
Okay. Does this one look injured? Is this one furred?
No. Yes.
Okay. And when you say it's coming in and out, is it like in your house or is it in like a yard or a tree or?
In under the gut tring, there's a space and he's coming in there and then he gets out and climbs onto the gut tring and potters
mm-hmm.
off.
Yep. Okay. I would potentially just monitor. Like they'll be a little bit more sedentary during the daytime because they're nocturnal.
Yes.
Yes. If you can't see any visible injuries and if you do see him come completely out and he's walking around and everything fine
yes.
and he's of a decent size, do you know if it was a brush tail or a ring tail possum?
He's got a really long funny tail on the bottom.
Has he got a white tip on the tail? Or
it's sort of like not a lot of hair on the end with a hook, like.
Mm-hmm. Yep, okay. Well, it could potentially be a ringtail. Is it got like brown fur that you can see?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's going to be a ringtail. So they're a smaller possum than the brush-tail possums, which are the grey
right.
one, the black tail. So, yeah, just keep an eye on it. If it's got no visible injuries, it's moving around fine, I would just leave it be and it'll get its more bearings at night time. If you
yes.
do see any visible injuries, what I would recommend is give Wildlife Rescue Queensland a call and they can
we
send someone
them.
Out to. Yeah.
I waited 50 minutes and didn't speak to someone.
Yep. them or the RSPCA animal ambulance if there are injuries to it. But generally speaking, we'll just say leave it alone and it will sort itself out at night time.
Okay, so do we need to put anything out for it? Or?
No, just leave it be. The more interference
yes.
with it, the more likely there'll be issues. So just
right.
let it be. But, yeah, definitely if you do discover any injuries or anything on it, I'd get one of the rescue groups to try and come out and get it.
Okay.
And then, yeah, they can take it to a vet surgery to get sorted.
It licks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it's rolled up to sleep, it'll lick and lick and lick. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, don't know what it's doing there, whether it's just general cleaning or what, but just see how it goes. But yeah, if as I said, you see any injuries or anything like that, that's when you contact the
okay.
rescue groups.
Thank you for your help. Thank you for talking to me.
Not a problem at all there, Judith. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Okay.